It's Monday, July 23rd, 2012.
Let me introduce the band members one by one.
To me, it sounds like catfish frying.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Partly just for fun, partly to confuse strangers. You're funky.
Music. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That's a good song right back there. That's the song Keep It For Your Own. It's by a band now from Brooklyn, formerly from somewhere else. They're called Pop Etc., but they were formerly called The Morning Benders. That's right, The Morning Benders. You may remember, I played them on the show before. They've been reborn as Pop Etc. You might be thinking, why? Why do they get reborn? That's why they changed their name, Pop Etc. It's not even that great a name. I mean, not that Morning Benders was, but what's the deal? Well, funny story. You see, it turns out they were touring the world with the success of their last record. And they would be in Europe or somewhere, and someone would be like, your name's really the Morning Benders? That's kind of like an offensive name. And they'd be like, what? No, it's not. It just means, like, you know, you had something to drink last night. It's like a turn of phrase, the Morning Benders. It's funny. And the people in Europe were like, that's not really what Benders means. Turns out Benders, it's an offensive slang term for homosexuals in much of the world. So they decided they didn't really want to be known as the Morning Faggots, and they changed their name to Pop Etc. So there you have it, Pop Etc., the new band that was the Morning Benders. And that song, Keep It For Your Own, my favorite off the self-titled Pop Etc. debut record as the Pop Etc. band. Though the rest of it's pretty good too. And speaking of music that's pretty good, how about this next band, also from Brooklyn? They're called Dive. Used to be spelled D-I-V-E, but then they changed it. Now they're D-I-I-V, which is much easier to Google, I suppose. Anyway, they got this new record. It's called Ocean. Also spelled wrong, you'll be pleased to know. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from it that are really great. Doused, the first one we're going to hear, really great stuff. It represents that album. This is how it all sounds. Great, really good. Kind of sounds like The Cure a little bit, in addition to Beach Fossils. Kind of got a little bit of The Cure in there. And then Air Conditioning, the second song we're going to hear, reminds me of like old school Luna, which of course I'm a big fan of Luna, so I'm always into things that kind of sound like them. So here we go, Dive with Doused and Air Conditioning from their album Ocean. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head. two songs in a row right back there by a band from San Francisco, California. They're called Paper Cuts. The first song we heard was The Messenger. It's from their album Fading Parade, which something about the song The Messenger. I just love that song so much. It's my favorite song off that record. And it's something about it. Fading Parade seems like a very good title for the album that it's from. And then the second song we heard is from a different album. It's called Future Primitive, and it was from their album You Can Have What You Want. And I think You Can Have What You Want is actually the stronger album of the two, but The Messenger is like my favorite song by them. So I decided to put on a little something from both. A little something-something right there from the Paper Cuts from lovely San Francisco. All right, up next, OK Go. Formerly from Chicago, then from Los Angeles, and now kind of a little bit from New York. They move around, and they live in different places at this point. So anyway, we're going to hear a couple songs by them. I just saw them. They just played last week at the Waterfront here in Williamsburg. And man, talk about a band that does a good live show. That is OK Go for you. I mean, they're not just good at making music and really great at making fun videos for the interwebs. OK Go, that is a band that knows how to put on a live show. I'm talking like every other song had confetti cannons. Like, literally, I think every other song. To the point where it was just like, you came to expect it. You're like, what, no confetti cannons? And then the next song had confetti cannons. And videos, of course, for like almost every song had its own video that went back. Really, just such a good live show. And such super nice guys. That's the other thing about them, right? Okay, they're just the nicest people. Like, don't you just they're friendly and good people. And it turns out they re-released their Of the Blue Color of the Sky album, which was their most recent album. They re-released it as an extra nice edition with 46 tracks. Now, a lot of those, or, you know, a handful of those are not, they're just like, you know, interviews and things like that. But a lot of it is just music you've never heard, remixes, other alternate versions of things, demos. It's so good. It's a great release, and it's only like, you know, $11-$12 in iTunes or, you know, whatever. So I would highly recommend picking up Of the Blue Color of the Sky, the extra nice edition, if you feel so inclined. I certainly did. And we're going to hear a couple songs from it right now. First, we're going to hear the This Too Shall Pass marching band version. And you should go watch the video, because they're just, it's all so great. I love it. And then we're going to hear a cover of the Pixies' Gigantic, also from the Of the Blue Color of the Sky extra nice edition. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
his teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him. Walker every day into a shady place. With her lips she said, hey Paul.
In America, one of the beats you covered for the New York Times was the conservative movement in the U.S. And you wrote some really interesting pieces about the movement. And primarily you were covering the religious right during this period. And now in the days during and after the Arab Spring, you've been reporting in part on political groups, political movements run by Islamists. And I'm wondering if covering the religious right in the U.S. prepared you in any way for covering religious political groups in the Middle East?
I hope so. You know, my evangelical Christian friends are going to be very upset to hear me say this, but I do find some broad similarities between Muslim religious conservatives and Christian religious conservatives. You know, different similarities that come up again and again. The most striking thing to me was during the parliamentary election. I went out to a rally by a group of Salafis. Now, Salafis are a group, a faction of Islamists in Egypt who take a very literal view of the teachings of the Quran. They're to the right of the Muslim Brotherhood by a long shot. And the sheikh who's speaking starts saying, "I'm here with you today because those people over there don't understand you. They think that with their fancy degrees and their PhDs, they know better than you do. But if your son or daughter has studied the good book, they know just as much about everything they need to know to run this country. And we shouldn't stand for that kind of condescension. You deserve more respect than that. And you can't listen to the condescension of their liberal media elite. And you get where I'm going here. If it weren't for the fact that this guy had a long beard, he might have been in suburban San Diego. I mean, the kind of the populist politics of resentment fused with a religious context, the kind of, anti-secular liberal elite, it's very, very similar to a certain element of the religious right in America.
Convicted of a crime I did not score. Someone stole some diamonds, he looked a lot like me. So I served my sentence and soon I will be free. So I served my sentence and soon I will be free.
That was two songs in a row by Josh Rouse from Valencia, Spain. I think he's originally from Minneapolis or something anyway, but he's in Spain now. Can't begrudge him that. First, we heard I Will Live on Islands. It's from his album El Turista, which I heard I Will Live on Islands when I was in a chain hardware store. And, you know, it's loud and echoey. And I'm like, what is that Paul Simon? Is that like a Paul Simon song I've never heard before? How is there a Paul Simon song? And then I was like, I gotta just Shazam this thing, which I assume you all have Shazam. Have you ever played with Shazam? It is the most amazing iPhone app in the world. It's probably for, you know, other phone types as well. But anyway, you get it on the iPhone, you just hold the phone up in the air with the Shazam-y thing spinning. It listens, and then it tells you whatever song is playing. And it's uncanny how good it is. And in fact, even when you're in like a Lowe's, and there's like forklifts and beeping and people yelling at each other and like lumber clacking and whatever, you hold up the phone and it's like, oh, that's Josh Rouse. I Will Live on Islands. I don't know how it does it. It is miraculous, that Shazam app. Anyway, so I love that song, that I Will Live on Islands. And that album, the whole thing, it's maybe a little bit more Paul Simon-y. The second song we heard, Josh Rouse and the Long Vacations, that's his most recent release that we heard a second song from. We heard Digging in the Sand from the self-titled Josh Rouse and the Long Vacations. And that one's a little more Simon and Garfunkel, right? It's a little more folky. It's got a little more bluegrassy instrumentation than his normal stuff. And apparently this guy's been around forever. I'd never heard of him. Like, I guess everybody else knows about him. I think he's a little bit adult contemporary. I don't know. I don't know anything about the dude, but I like him. It's very safe music, but it's not bad at all. It's good stuff, particularly that Paul Simon-esque one. That's really good. I Will Live on Islands. I love that song. So good. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head from Los Angeles, this is Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, the song Only in My Dreams. And there's one lyric that just sounds exactly like Stephen Merritt. Here it is. This is the lyric. I'm just going to play this one little clip, and then I'm going to play the song. So this is the lyric. You're the luckiest girl. Tell me that wasn't Stephen Merritt. You're the luckiest girl. Of the magnetic fields. It's almost got to be. You're the luckiest girl. And, you know, Stephen Merritt lives in L.A. now. It seems plausible. I couldn't find anything on the internet about this, about Stephen Merritt having anything to do with Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti at all. Like, there's nothing. I mean, I didn't search that long, but I did a cursory search. I couldn't find anything, and you'd think I'd find it if there was something. So, yeah, I'm going to say it's maybe not Stephen Merritt. It's just someone trying to sound like him, but that sure as hell sounds like Stephen Merritt, doesn't it? That one little lyric. You're the luckiest girl. Anyway, song's really great. I love this song. It's a new single, just came out, presumably going to be on a forthcoming album, which hopefully will be my new favorite Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti album, because I'm not a huge fan of the previous stuff that they've done, even though a lot of people like it. I just never got that into it. So hopefully the new one is going to be super fantastic. So here we go. Only in My Dreams, Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Believe.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Droon by Dive. I also talked over Future Primitive, the Go Team remix by The Papercuts, and The Cascades by Fleet Foxes. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, leave feedback on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and then you can leave comments to your heart's content. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com, follow me on Twitter, which I try to remember to tweet things at. That's T-S-I-M-H. That's the at The Sounds of My Head initials, because everything has to be very short on Twitter, including your handle. So The Sounds of My Head was too long, so we went with the initials. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next time for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.